This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. This morning, a panel discussion on the aftermath of the election. Farm group leaders, including National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, National Corn Growers Association Executive Vice President John Doggett, and American Farm Bureau's Chief Economist Bob Young gave their impressions of yesterday's election. And this morning's surprise.
So we got on the plane last night, closed the door about 8 o'clock, and of course I had my cell phone out and I'm watching the live CNN feed and everything else. And at 8 o'clock, you know, you kind of thought things were going one way. And then we get off the plane and I fire it right back up as we're taxiing, you know, to the gate. And it's like, huh. So, you know, that 2.5-3 hours or whatever, just, you know, very kind of completely shifted where your, I think your thinking was on what was going on. I'd also say, though, when you kind of sat down and we're all going to have to spend a lot of time doing this, and so you know how much time we've had to kind of look over this stuff. But I do think it was pretty clear that, you know, which way the rural vote swung, as Roger's talked about. I think a combination of rural vote, you know, maybe blue-collar folks or whatever, and a lot of the angst that they felt, I think, drove an awful lot of what the results came out last night. And again, I think really confounded the pollsters. You know, how many of, you know, whether it's 538, you know, you pick the poll, there's a lot of guys that are going to be looking for a different line of work today.
Right.
Rolling out of that. You know, I will say that I think there's you know, a great deal of optimism at this stage of the game in the ag community. We've now got the one-party control of the White House, of the Senate, of the Congress, or the House. And so one would think that we ought to be able to talk about being able to get some stuff done. Having said that, I think there's a fair amount of stuff that can be done administratively. I think, as Roger's talked about, you know, there are just a lot of regulatory issues that are in the pipeline at this stage of the game that you would hope that we could, you know, kind of come back and by administrative action within the first few months of the new administration, you know, kind of get some common sense reestablished in how these regulations are drafted or implemented, et cetera. And one would hope that we can, as I say, just kind of get a little common sense to the way that a fair number of these happen or these issues are dealt with. I will say that we did have a direct call from now President-elect Trump with our board. I won't talk about the other candidate because that call didn't happen, which I do think kind of indicates the willingness that that he had to try to engage with the farming community and to talk about things that are important to agriculture as we roll forward. He's talked about trying to appoint a farmer-friendly administrator of EPA, for example. You know, I think what's really going to be critical as we roll forward through the next 2 or 3 years or so, as we start talking about the new farm bill, you know, I would remind us all, as we all know, that farm bills are written in Congress. And we've had varying degrees of involvement out of administrations in the past as farm bills have come together. He has indicated a willingness that and a desire, for that matter, for his administration to be very involved in the development of the next farm bill. But again, I do think we all recognize that this does get down to what happens in Congress.
Right.
So as we roll forward, we'll all go to work. I think we're very optimistic about being able to work with him. We've certainly got some issues where we might have some noticeable disagreement. You know, we look at agriculture trade. That's kind of our job. You know, we find the trade agreements to be fairly positive. Even in that conversation that we had with President Trump, or President-elect Trump, he did come back and say that, you know, he's very much in favor of trade. Again, I think the notion of trying to expand the benefits of trade agreements to all of the entire economy, to all of society, you know, I think to the extent that we can work those things out, I'm hopeful that we can talk about moving those agreements forward in the new administration.
Bob Young, Chief Economist, American Farm Bureau.